Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Mem Zayin. And we are five lines from the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Bela Bas Shloimo Leib. So, we ended the previous daf 7.5 years ago with the words Amalek Simen. Now, those words Amalek Simen are actually a simen not for halachos that we learned on Daf Mem Vav previously, but rather they're a simen for halachos that we're going to learn on Daf Mem Zayin right now. In fact, Ayin Mem Lamid Kuf are Rosh Tevis Orev, Malva, Loikeach, and Kablin, and they represent halachos related to those four categories of Shulchan Aruch. Specifically, the theme of the last several dafin has been the idea that if somebody is an Igeya Bedavar, he's posulated. So the Gemara now is going to mention four short halachos. It's actually one brisa related to Orev, Malva, Loikeach, Kablin, Simen Amalek, as it relates to them being kosher or posle edus, based on the fact that there may be a potential negei b'dav. It says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Orev meid l'loifa. An Orev is allowed to say edus with regards to a loifa. So, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and Levi co-signed the loan. Now, Reuven has a piece of property, he's the loiva, that suddenly is being contested. Does Reuven own it, or does Reuven not own it? Levi, the Arev, has a piece of information. He can come to court and testify that will now give Reuven this piece of property that's in question. Says the Braisa, if Levi wants to say that Eidos, he can. Meaning, the Arev could be made to put a piece of property in the rishos of the loiva. Why would you think he can't do that? Because to the extent that Reuven loses this piece of property, it may end up negatively impacting Levi. Because Levi is an Arev, which means that if Reuven can't pay his loan, so Levi's now going to be on the hook. So if Reuven has this piece of property, it's his. Then if the Malva comes to collect the loan, he'll collect it from the Loiva. If, however, Reuven, the Loiva, loses this piece of property, then if the Malva comes to Reuven, Kesef Minolan, he's going to end up going to the Arev. So you can hear why maybe this would be a problem based on the sugyas of Negei Bedover. Stating that, the Braisa says that the Arev could be made to the Loiva, but you have to read the not such fine print, and that is Vahuda Islay Are Achriti. This is only true in the event that the loiva Reuven has additional property, meaning this is not his last asset. If this was the only piece of property he had, then it would be a problem, because then we would perceive the Orev as being a Negeya Bedover. Being that, however, the loiva does have another piece of property, so if the Malva comes now to collect this loan, he'll be able to collect it directly from the loiva, whether he does or doesn't have this piece of property. Kumtois, there's no negius in this edus, and if that's the case, then the Orev would be Neman to be made. A similar halacha, Malva made loiva. A Malva could be made with regards to a certain piece of property in question that it really belongs to the loiva. So in this case, there's no Arev. All there is a malva and a loiva. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Reuven has property, and all of a sudden, there's a big tumult. Does Reuven own this property? Does it not own this property? The malva, apparently he's done business deals with this loiva. He knows that this piece of property really belongs to the loiva. Says the Braisa, he can walk into Beis Din and he can be made. Here too, it's a little bit of a chiddush. You could have thought that the malva is a negei bedavar, because if the loiva is going to own this property, then when the malva comes to collect the loan, he'll be able to collect it from this property. If the loiva doesn't own it, then maybe when the malva comes to collect his loan, he's not going to have any properties to collect it from. Says the Braisa, the malva can be made to the loiva, and here too, it's the same caveat. This is only true if this is not the last piece of property that the loiva owns. Meaning, whether the loiva has this or doesn't have this, the malva will be able to collect it. For that reason, it's going to be okay. Another similar halacha. Loikeach rishon, meyed l'loikeach shein. So the way the Rashbam explains the case and the way the Rashbam puts names to the faces, we're talking about a person who sold two pieces of property to two people. So Reuven is the Moicher in the Rashbam's world. He sold one field to Levi and he sold another field to Yehuda. Now, a person came and was Ma'arer saying that this piece of property that Yehuda bought from Reuven really belonged to him. Meaning, he's claiming that the Moicher had stolen the piece of property from him and sold it to Yehuda. The question is, could Levi, assuming he knows Eidos, walk into Beis Din now and testify to the courts that really this piece of property did belong to the Moicher and that the sale was a legitimate sale? Says the Braisa, he can. Now, why would you think he cannot? Because here too, there's a chashash negei bedover. And the way this would be a problem of negei bedover is what would happen if somebody would come now, a malva, and he would go to the Moicher and tell the Moicher, you owe me money. And the Moicher would not have any property. So what would happen? What would happen was, assuming the milva was a milva b'shtar, the malva would have a right to go collect from the lekuchos of the loiva. Stating that, when it comes to collecting from the lekuchos, the halach is you always collect from the lekeach achroin. You can't collect from the lekeach rishon. Meaning, in the event that there's a malva that's going to collect from the lekuchos, he can't just pick and choose which lekeach he wants to go to. He always has to take it from the last person to buy. And the reason is because the second to last person and the third to last person, all the previous lekuchos, could always say, hinachti lecha mokim ligvois vimeno, and as a result, you can only take from the lekeach achroin. It's for that reason, the lekeach rishon is incentivized for there to be a Lekeach Achron. Because to the extent that there's not going to be a Lekeach Achron, he now becomes the Lekeach Achron, so that in the event of there's a Baal Chayv that suddenly emerges, he's going to be able to take it from him, not from the person that bought it afterwards. So you could have thought that a Lekeach Rishon can't be made on behalf of the Lekeach Sheni because he's an Negev Adover, because it's in his interest for there to be a Lekeach Sheni. Because if there's the Lekeach Sheni, the Lekeach Sheni is the Lekeach Achrin, not him. And as a result, in the event that there's a Baal Choy, he's going to end up being speared. Stating that, says the Braisa, Lekeach Rishon Meir Lekeach Sheni. And again, it's based on the same reason. It's the same fine print. Vude Islei Arachrit. It's only true in the event that there is more property that this Lekeach Sheni had that he bought from the original Moicher. As a result, even if he's made right now that the Lekeach Sheni, who bought this from the Moicher, bought it legitimately, it's not going to impact him in any way, shape, or form, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. And then finally, Kaplan, as it relates to a Kaplan. So what's a Kaplan? A Kaplan is an Arif. However, he's a unique type of Arif. Sometimes he's referred to as a Kaplan, sometimes he's referred to as an Arif Kaplan. The primary difference between an Arif Stam and an Arif Kaplan is an Arif Stam is only responsible to pay the Malva in the event that the Loiva doesn't have any money. An Arif Kaplan is someone that's responsible to pay if the Malva decides he wants to go to the Arif instead of going to the Loiva. So when it comes to a regular Arif, you follow the steps. First, you go to the Leiva. If the Leiva doesn't have any money, no, al zeh nemar Arev, you go to the Arev. An Arev Kaplan, however, is achroy to pay, regardless of whether the Malva first went to the Leiva, didn't first go to the Leiva. He basically is almost in lieu of the Leiva, and if the Malva wants to go straight to him, he can go straight to him. So, the question is, can a Kaplan be made with regards to a piece of property that currently is in the possession of the Leiva, where it's being contested? Does he really own it or does he not own it? Says the Braisa, a Kaplan's a little bit trickier. Amri lo meid, the Amri lo ena meid. There was some that said he could be made, and there was some that said that he can't be made. Amri lo meid, the ones that said he could be made, it's ka'arev dami, because he's no different than an arev. If an arev could be made, why should a Kaplan not be able to made? And the truth is, if you think about it, it's actually more mistaber that the Kaplan should be able to be made than the arev should be able to be made. Why? Because the arev is more incentivized on the property being in the reshus of the loiva than the Kaplan is. Because the Arev Stam is only on the hook in the event that the Loiva has no property. So he's going to be made, maybe, that this property belongs to the loiva, even if it really doesn't, because he's in the gay bedaver, because he doesn't want it to end up coming back to him. But as it relates to the kablam, the man of shach, if the malva wants to go to the kablam, he can go to the kablam. So really, it's neither here nor there whether the loiva owns it or doesn't own it. So if the arif can be made, where the arif for sure is incentivized for the loiva to have the property, because if the loiva does, he's completely off the hook, then kal v'chaymer, the kablam should be able to be made. So what's the tzad that he shouldn't be able to be made? There were those that said that he can't be made. And the reason is the nichale, the lahava biyode travayu, because it could be even the kablan would rather the loiva have an extra piece of property, the chiasi balchoiv, because like this, when the balchoiv comes, madaboy shakal. Like this, he'll have more variety, and like this, he'll end up going and maybe taking it from the loiva rather than taking it from him. So, as much as it's true that the kablan is on the hook, and if the mava wants to go straight to the kablan, bypass the loiva, it's something he has a right to do, but at the same time, there is some svara to say that the kablam would rather the loiva have more property, because if there's more to choose from as it relates to the loiva, so then the kablam is hoping that the malva is going to go straight to the loiva and he's not going to go to him. It's for that reason einoi meyed, he can't be meyed, because he's always going to have an egias, he's always going to be incentivized for it to be by the loiva, as opposed to the arev. The Arev, you can only go to the Arev if he has property, but also if he has property, you have to go to the Arev. You're never allowed to go, I'm sorry, if the Loiva has property, you have to go to the Loiva. You can never go to the Arev. So it's for that reason, there's never going to be a tzad that you can't be made in the event that the Loiva has additional property. Again, the only time b'chlau, the Arev or the Kavlan could be made, and really the only time the Malv and the Likeh Rusha could be made, is Behuda Islay Arachriti. If he doesn't have Arachriti, then for sure you can't be made. Stating that, there's a tzad to say that maybe the Kavlan is going to be worse off, and he won't be able to be made even if it's Islay Arachriti. And the reason is because he'd still rather the Malva have more choices to get from the Loiva, because he's hoping he's not going to come to him. See, when it comes to the Arev, there's no tzad if it's Islay Arachriti that he shouldn't be able to be made. Because if it's Islay Arachriti, then the Arev is off the hook. If he's off the hook, he can't come to me. So to me, it's neither here nor there. I have zero negias to lie. So therefore, if I want to be made, I can be made. When it comes to the Kablan, you always have a and really, to a certain degree, it doesn't matter if it's Islay Ariachriti, if it's Lesley Ariachriti. And therefore, as it relates to Kablan, it was Amilo Meiv, Amilo Meinamed. The Gemara said there's two ways I could hear it. I could hear that when it comes to the Kablan, for sure you could be Meid, because as it relates to the Kablan, it makes no difference because you always can go to the Kablan anyways. Mitzad Sheni, I could hear Eine Meid. And even if it's Islay Ariachriti, it's Eine Meid. So Hagam by the Orev Stam, where it's Islay Ariachriti, for sure you could be Meid, because then I'm off the hook. But by the Kablan being that I'm not for sure off the hook, so I'm still cheshbening. If you're Mamon of Shach, not off the hook, so what difference does it make? What do you mean? It makes a big difference. Let him have more options to go collect from the Loiva. So that's why the Gemara says, as relates to the Arev, if it's Islay Arachriti, he's made the Loiva. As relates to the Malva, if it's Islay Arachriti, he's made the Loiva. As relates to the Lekech Rishon, if it's Islay Arachriti, he can be made for the Lekech Sheni. As relates to the Kablon, it's Amrilo Meid, the Amrilo Eina Meid. Either way, these were the four halachos that the Gemara gave the mnemonic of Amalek for. Arev, Malva, Loikeach, and the Kuf is Kabbalah. Now, in the previous daf, from the last Machzer, we spoke out the Ha'or Nifla from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who said that how's it possible that Chazal used the word Amalek as a way to remember when we have a mitzvah of Machai Timcha as Zecher Amalek. Chekav into Santa Ara, and he set up Pshat, which was the last raid bite here in Cheskes Habatim. But Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, I took a look in the Sefer of the Aderes. So we've quoted the Sefer many times over the years. It's called Megillah Simonim. It's a Sefer that the Aderes wrote on all the Simonim on Shas. And on this Simon of Amalek Simon, he asks the same exact kasha that Rabbi Yaakov Emden asked. Just a very strange mnemonic, a very strange word to use as it relates to a good way to remember Arev, Malva, Lekech, and Kablan, Amalek. So he says as follows. He says, the emes is that if you think about this simon, it's a little bit shver. Why? Because the simon is coming to commemorate, right? It's coming to memorialize these four halachas. But the truth is that the halacha in all four of these cases are not the same. Arev is Meir Deloiva. Malva is Meir Deloiva. Lekeach Rishon is Meir Lekeach Sheni. A Bekablon, it's not clear. Amrilo Meir, Vamrilo Eina Meir. So says the Aderes, I have a fundamental problem with the Simen. Because the purpose of the Simen would be, I have four classes in Halacha, where the Halacha is the same. And the truth is, the halacha is not the same. In the first three, it's meyed. In the fourth, it's amri lo meyed, the amri lo ene meyed. So zok there, I don't understand the whole simon. Now, the truth is, to me and you, at least I'll speak for myself, I don't hear the grace of kasha. Maybe the simon is, I don't know, four different classes that are talking about this shayl of meyed the ene meyed. But the Aderes is the mara, the shmeitz, and when it comes to simonim, he wrote a whole sefer, not even such a thin sefer, that goes through all the different simonim, and apparently in learning up simonim and shas, he held that there is, that this is not just a kasha. He held it's a kushya tsuma. In fact, he says, it's muchach from this kasha, that this simon is a grais. It's a mistake. It's mezuyef mitoyche. That's his lashon. It's clear that it's mezuyef, because the kuf can't be part of the simon. And if the kuf is not part of the simon, zokt, the Aderes, what then is the simen? It's Amel simen. He said, whoever put the simen made a toys. He thought for sure, oh, it's all four. So he made the simen Amalek. But he didn't chap. It was really Amel simen, because Kuf wasn't supposed to be part of the simen. Chazal would have never made a simen Amalek. So he says, you know what you have to do? You have to cross out the word Amalek, and you have to replace it with the word Amel. I'll read it to you, B'lushayne Yazav. Ulezois poshet, shetzarech loymar Amel. Velimchos shem Amalek, and you have to cross out the word Amalek. Kimitzuva aleinu b'Torah Kedoshah, like the Torah said we're supposed to do. Mochay timcha zecher Amalek. Hashem nekavel Hashem yizbarach lekayim of b'mehir yameinu. One day we'll be mekayim it b'shleimusa. He says, but for now you can be mekayim this mitzvah. You can take the word Amalek that's written in your Gemara. He says, cross it out. Take the word kuf out, and instead of it saying Amalek, it should say Amal. What it reminded me of was a raid bite that we spoke about once upon a time. This goes back to Perek Isha Niknes and Masechtes Kedushin. Shtickle from Reb Reuven Margolis in his Haggadah Shal Pesach, a Maisa of Reb Eliezer. And over there, he talks about Bnei Brak, and it brings the Chazal saying, Mibnei Bonav Shal Haman Lamdu Torah Bibnei Brak. And everybody wonders, what did Haman do to be zoichet to have enoklach that are sitting in Koil, in Bnei Brak, no less? And he has a whole shtickle Torah, Kedarke Bakoidesh, where he says, I believe that there's a mistake in the Girsa. And this Chazal, which is often quoted as Mibnei Bonav Shal Haman, really should read, Mibnei Bonav Shal Namon Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak Ayin Sham. He brings a raya that that's the Girsa HaMiduyekes. And at the end of that shtickel, he says, V'toy delokel Shezochisi L'kayim Mitzvahs Mochay Timcha Zecher Amalek. That it's not Mibnei Bonav Shal Haman. Cross out the word Haman and replace it to Namon. Either way, the Divrei Pi Chacham Chayim, it could be the simon over here is not Amalek, but rather the simon over here is Amel. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayta. We return to our regular program, which is Halachos related to Chazaka, specifically Cheskas Gimel Shana. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Umin ain't loy Chazaka. An Umin can make a Chazaka. Now, Umin ain't loy Chazaka, we know that's the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, very much the topic of the last several Dafin. Ben Umin, the son of an Umin, however, Yesh loy Chazaka, he could make a Chazaka. Oris, that was also in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, ain't loy Chazaka. Ben Oris, the son of an Oris, Yesh loy Chazaka. Gazlin, U ben Gazlin, ein bam chazaka. A Gazlin and a ben Gazlin both can't have a chazaka. Ben benoishal Gazlin, yesh le chazaka. However, the enukal of a Gazlin, he already couldn't make a chazaka. So some of what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is pshita. We know it from the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis. We know it from the Gemaras that we learned the last few days. But Rabbi Yochanan is saying a chiddush. He's saying as follows. An umin can have a chazaka, but a ben umin can. An aris can't make a chazaka. The ben aris can. A Gazlin and a ben Gazlin can have a chazaka. So this is where Gazlin is different than Umin and Aris. Because by the Umin and the Aris, the ben Umin and the ben Aris can make a chazaka. The ben Gazlin cannot. Stating that, ben benoy shel Gazlin, the enoch of a Gazlin, is already a shel chazaka. So the Gemara says, hey Chidami, let's try to understand this a little bit better. Ida asu betanasa davuin. These children, the ben Umin, the ben Aris, the ben Gazlin, what are they tining? Are they tining that the way we got this, so the Umin, we know this from the Rashbam, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, is someone that's being machzik in Metalchlin. The Aris and the Gazlin are being machzik in Karka. So are we talking about where the sons are saying that this thing that we have right now, that we're establishing a chazaka for, we got it from our Tata? Meaning, how did we get it? We got a Yerusha. Well, if that's the case, then I don't understand why the Ben Uman and the Ben Aris should be able to have a Chazaka. Just like the Ben Gazlan can have a Chazaka, the Ben Uman and the Ben Aris also not. Why? Because what's their taina? Their taina is that we got it from our father. Well, your father doesn't have a Chazaka. If your father was in court right now and he was claiming that this is his, based on the fact that he has in his Rishos, right? The Uman is b'metaltun and saying Chazaka called Mashatachas Yadish Aladim Areilu Shaloi. Or the father is saying, I have a Cheskas Skimel Shonim in the case of the Aris and the case of a Gazlan. It would be a problem. There's no cheskes koma when it comes to an umin. A chazaka by an oris and a chazaka by a gazlan is a chazaka she'eni mataina. And if that's the case, the child can't either make a chazaka. It's the same chazaka she'eni mataina. And either lo yasa b'tanasa davuin. And if these children are not tiny, that they yashin from the father, but rather they're saying, I don't know, it's mine because I bought it. Then I feel ben gazlan nami. That even the son of a gazlan should also be able to have. In other words, the Gemara's kasha is Rabbi Yochanan said that a ben umin and a ben oris can have a chazaka. A Ben Gazlin cannot have a chazaka. If these bonim are tiny that we got it from the tata, then none of them should be able to have a chazaka, even not the Ben Omen and the Ben Aris. Because if the Omen and the Aris is ain't like chazaka, so the son that's claiming that I yashin it from my father, well, if the tata couldn't have a chazaka, you shouldn't have a chazaka either. And if they're not saying they got it from the father, what shaykh is? Yeah, my father's an Omen. That's what he does for a living. I'm in a different line of work, and this has nothing to do with him. If that's what he's timing, then why should the Ben Gazlan not be able to have a chazaka? Just because your father's a Gazlan, that means you're mufka from ever having a cheskes kemoshanim. It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, you have to say it's talking about where really these bonim in Rabbi Yochanan's memra are saying that they got this thing from their father. Okay, if they got it from their father, then l'chayru it's moving. Why the Ben Gazlan doesn't have a chazaka, but why does the Ben Umin and the Ben Aris, yeah, have a chazaka? If the father, the Umin and the Aris, would not have a chazaka, so the child that's coming machmas the father shouldn't either have a chazaka. Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says you have to make it a kimta. It's talking about the Ka'amri Edom, where Edom came, and they said b'faneinu hoydolai that the Ma'ar, who's claiming now that really this field, this Inyan belongs to him, he was moida in front of us that really it belonged to the Tata. He's moida that what they're saying, that they yarshin it from their father, was true. So the Gemara says like this, Hanuch, as it relates to the Ben Umin and the Ben Aris, Ikulamei Mekush Tekanri. There's no reason to assume that the Edom are lying. And as a result, therefore, they're going to be able to make a chazaka. Hi, but as it relates to the Ben Gazlan, Afagaf the Oidi Nami Loi Mehem. Even if there's Edom that say that it belonged to the father who was a Gazlan, still the Edom are not believed. And the reason is Kid Rav Kahanas, like something like Rav Kahanas. Rav Kahanas said, Ilab the Oidi Le, Habimam Tele, Ulechamari Le Shachver. When it comes to a Gazlan, and these Gazlanim were Choshen and Shvichas Domin, as we're going to see soon, these were really, really bad, tough guys. And being that they used to threaten in a very, very not subtle way, so people was very afraid of them. And because people were very afraid of them, people would lie sometimes, and people would even say Eidu Sheker, even though it's a Lisa saying the Torah, Lisan Briach Eid Shaker, Boshin, because they're afraid for their life. So even if you have Edom that are saying that I know this belonged to the Gazlan, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the case. And it's for that reason that Allah is, when it comes to the Ben Gazlan, even though there are Edom that say that the Ma'ara was murdered, that it belonged to the father, the Allah is, it's not going to mean anything. In other words, we're making a huge super duper Akimta in Rabbi Yechanan's Memra. The halacha of Ben Umin yesh lechazaka, Ben Aris yesh lechazaka, Ben Gazlan ain lechazaka is in a situation where the bonim are tining that they yarshin this from their father, but there are Aiden that say that the ma'ara was moida that it really belonged to the father. As it relates to the Ben Umin and the Ben Aris, so case closed. You have Edom. As it relates to the Ben Gazlan, we don't take the Edom seriously. And as a result, that Ben Gazlan is not going to have a chazaka. Stating that, the Ben Benoishal Gazlan, that's already different. Ben Benoishal Gazlan is going to have a chazaka. And the reason is because he's tiny that he got it from his father, who himself wasn't a Gazlan. The father's father was a Gazlan. Okay, but we don't know that the father got it from the Zeda. And as a result, in that case, you're going to be able to have a proper chazaka. So the bottom line is like this, just to take out and really tease out a few poshet pshat halachas that came out from the way the Gemara analyzed Rabbi Yochanan. If you have the child of an Umid, the child of an Aris, and the child of a Gazlan, and they're claiming right now that this is mine, cheskes kimmel shonim, or even cheskes mentalpon. Could they make a chazaka? Could they not make a chazaka? If they say that they got it machmas the tata, so then they all can't have a chazaka because you can't be better than your father. Umin Oris and Gazlin themselves don't have a chazaka. So if you're coming mikayach them, how could you be better? And as a result, you're not going to have a chazaka either. If any one of them would taina, I bought it from you. What sheikh is my father? Two different inyanim. So all of them would be able to have a chazaka. Where Rabbi Yochanan was mechalik between the Ben Umm and Ben Aris on the one hand, the Ben Gazal on the other, and he's talking about a specific case where he's claiming that he got it from his father, and they even have Edim, the Haidah, that the Edim are claiming they witness works when it comes to Umm and the Aris. It doesn't work when it comes to the Gazal. Just one other thing that's worth pointing out that the Rishonim struggle with a lot, just in Pashup Shad and the Gemara, and that is that the emes is, the Rabbi Yochanan said, Umin ein loy chazaka, ben umin yesh loy chazaka. Aris ein loy chazaka, ben aris yesh loy chazaka. The way we made the Akimtan Rabbi Yochanan, when we say ben umin yesh loy chazaka, ben aris yesh loy chazaka, it's talking about they're saying they got it from the father, and there's Edim that say that the Ma'ar was noided that it really belongs to the father. Let me ask you a question. If the Umin himself is in a fight with the Ma'ar, this is mine, this is yours, and there are Edim that come and say, Befaneinu hoide, that the Ma'ar was moide, that it really belongs to the Umin. Would the Umin get it? Of course the Umin would get it. If that's the case, so if Ben Umin yesh lechazaka, because there's Edim that said, Befaneinu hoide, so how could it be that Umin ain't lechazaka? Doesn't make any sense. You have to say that when we say Umin ain't lechazaka, it's talking about where there are no Edim. And when you say Ben Umin yesh lechazaka, it's talking about where there are Edim. In other words, it's Litzstadim Ktani. And as I said, Dr. Ashbam, you have to say that Umin Ein Loi Chazaka is talking about where there aren't Edim that say Befaneinu Hoida. Ben Umin Yesh Loi Chazaka is not the same case. It's talking about where there are Edim that say Befaneinu Hoida. It's a little bit funny that you have one member from Rabbi Yochanan where it sounds like he's comparing and contrasting Umin and Ben Umin, and really the punchline is not a chilik between Umin and Ben Umin. It's Litzstadim Ktani. The case of Umin Ein Loi Chazaka is one akim to the case of Ben Umin Yesh Loi Chazaka is a different Akimta, and really, if all things were equal and the Akimtas were the same, then the halacha would be very different. The Gemara was forced into saying this just to make Rabbi Yochanan work. Sometimes Chazal will say Litzstadim Ktani, and the way the Rashbam speaks it out, you have to say the only way to make Rabbi Yochanan's memo work is by saying Litzstadim Ktani. Either way, as it relates to Gazlan, so what did we say? Gazlan obviously is Ein Loi Chazaka. Ben Gazlan is also Ein Loi Chazaka, even in a case where the Ben Gazlan has Edim that the Ma'ar was Moida to the Gazlan that this thing really belongs to him. It doesn't matter. That Hoidah is not a proper Hoidah because it could be he did it Pasha because he was afraid of his life. Ben Benoishel Gazlan already Yesh Loi Chazaka. So Rava said, Pa'amim, there are times, Sha'afilu Ben Benoishel Gazlan Nami Ein Loi Chazaka. It's possible that even the Ben Benoishel Gazlan won't have a Chazaka. Hey Chidami, how would that be possible? The Ka'asi B'tanasa D'Abadavu. It's talking about where this Enochel says that I Yashin this from my father, who Yashin it from his father. Oh, if this Eidah was a Gazlan, then even the Ben Benoishel Gazlan is not going to be okay. If you look at the Rashbam says that this Gersa that we have in our Gemara is one of two Gersois that he saw. He said he saw another Gersa, and that is Pa'amim Sha'afilu Ben Gazlan Yesh Loi Chazaka. So our Gersa is Pa'amim Sha'afilu Ben Benoishel Gazlan Ein Loi Chazaka. The Rashbam says, I saw another Gersa. Pa'amim Sha'afilu Ben Gazlan Yesh Loi Chazaka. How is that? It's talking about a case where he says that I yarshined this from my father, who yarshined it from his father. So there, despite the fact that he's a Ben Gazlan, but if he's saying Mefurish that the Tata got it from his Tata, so he's saying that he didn't get a big Zela. He's saying how he got it. And in that case, it's going to work. So again, as it relates to Ben Gazlan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Ben Gazlan is Ein Loi Chazaka. Ben Benoishel Gazlan is Yesh Loi Chazaka. In our Gears of the Gemara, Rav is saying it's possible for a Ben Benoishel Gazlan to not have a Chazaka, where he's saying that he got it from his father, who got it from the Zayda. In the Rashbam's other Girsna, it's possible that a Ben Gazlan will have a Chazaka. How's that? If the Zayda is not a Gazlan, and he's saying he got it from his father, who got it from the Zayda. The Rashbam says that he saw two Girsois. He's pretty sure that the Girsa that he brings, not the one we have in our Gemara, is the proper Girsa. But he says as it relates to Halacha, it makes no difference because both Halachas are Emes. At the end of the day, whether Rava's comment was this or Rava's comment was that, that's more in terms of working out what the right gersa was. But he says, as it relates to Aliba the Hilchasa, they're both true. It's possible for a Ben Gazlan to have a Chazaka, and it's possible for a Ben Benoishal Gazlan not to have a Chazaka. One more halacha related to this Gazlan. Hechidami Gazlan. What is the case even of the Gazlan? So we know the Umin is, we know the Aris is. What's the Gazlan? I'm Rabbi Yechon, and said, going to Huchsek Asad the Zuba Gazlan. The case is, when we know for a fact this person once stole this field. So we're talking about with the Eidim, we know for a fact this guy once stole this field. Now, karka in an exalus, but that's just in lumdis and in halacha. Vada, you could be a gazlan, according to many rishonim, even overlay sigzol if you steal a field. So we know that this person once stole this field. Since then, he's been living on the field for 3 years, and nobody was moicha. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if we know you've once stole this field, that precludes you from at any point in the future ever making a cheskes gemal shana. Rav Chizda said, "Going the bias ployni shahargin nefashas aliskei mamin." What this means is that even if you don't know for sure that this person stole this field, meaning you have no raya, there's no evidence that this person ever stole this field, stating that we know that this mishpacha, these chever are gazlanim. If you know that these chever are gazlanim, that would make them mufka from ever being able to have a cheskes gimel shanim. So it's a little bit of a big chiddush where Rav Chizda is saying, even if I don't know for sure that he stole this field, but the fact that we know that these chever are gazlanim, that means he can't make cheskes gimel shanim. And what's the svara? The svara is very posh. The svara is right that we saw in the first half of cheskes habaklim and daflam and heyam and beis daflam and vavam and aleph, right? And daflam and heyam and beis, the Gemara brought Rav's memory that said Yisrael abam machmas akum hareu ka'akum ma'akum ein loy chazoko af Yisrael in abam machmas akum ein loy chazoko. And the Rashbam said, why does an akum not have a chazoko? Because cheskes gimel shanim is very much predicated on the ability that the Mahara had to be moicha and the raglayim ledover from the fact that he wasn't moicha. When it comes to an akum, maybe you are moicha not because it's not yours, but pasha, you were afraid to be moicha. And Lamed Vav and Alf, the Gemara said, by the Reish Kalusa, you can't make a, right? Reish Kalusa can't be machzik in us, and we can't be machzik in them. The reason that can't be machzik in us is because maybe you're afraid to be moicha against the Reish Kalusa. So you have this idea that if really strong, dangerous, scary people are machzik, that doesn't allow them to make a cheskes gimel shanim because you don't have the raglayim ledover from your imachos. It's in that vein. Going bias ployni hargin afashas al iskei mom, and these sound like scary chevra. It's understandable why you aren't moicha, and therefore you won't have a cheskes gimel shanim. Talking about another brisa related to this topic. Umin ein loy chazaka, an umin can not make a chazaka. Yorad meumnasa yesh loy chazaka. What if he's not an umin anymore? So then already he could have a chazaka. Now Tosfos has two pshat. And what yard mum nasa means. One pshat Tosfos says is this guy was once an omen and now he's not an omen anymore. He had a career change. He's no longer an omen. So just because he was once an omen doesn't mean he's always an omen, and therefore now at this point he'd be able to have a chazaka. Another pshat that Tosfos says is that maybe it's talking about where somebody gave this person is no longer an omen, but he wants to be machzik in something that somebody gave him when he was an omen. But a lot of time passed since then. So it could be that even if it was given to him at the time that he was an omen, and an omen we know is ein loy chazaka, meaning in the first pshat of Tosfos, omen ein loy chazaka means something that he acquired after he was no longer an omen. Yored me'umnasai, if then he received this thing, so then the halach is, he is going to be able to have his chazaka, he's not going to be subject to the din of omen ein loy chazaka. But let's say he would have gotten it while he was an omen, before he was yored me'umnasai, then this halacha wouldn't apply. Tosfos in the second shot says it could be no. Even if he got it while he was an umin, but if now so much time passed that he for sure would have given it back to the customer, right, at some point your suit's going to be ready, right? It could schlep out, but eventually it's going to be ready. So if so much time passed that you assume that it would have been ready, so even if he got it, technically, while he was an umin, it doesn't matter. Bottom line, umin ain't like chazaka, yared me'umnasa, if he's no longer an umin, now yesh le chazaka, aris ain't like chazaka, aris can't make a chazaka, yared me'arusa, so yesh le chazaka, ben shecholak. So one of the things that the Mishnah said was, is a son can't make a chazaka in the nechasim of his father. But let's say this son got married, he's not soymech al shulchan aviv anymore, says the Rashbam. So then already, he would be able to make a chazaka, v'ishish and esgarsha, or a woman that was divorced. So here too, the Mishnah said, that bal benichse ishtoy and ish but ichsei bailo can't make a chazaka, but that's only if they're married. But if then is garsha now already, if you're living there for 3 years and the person wasn't moicha, about it, you can make a chazaka. Harein kashar kol adam. At that point, you're like a regular person. You can make a regular chazaka. Zugdamar says bishloim eventually chalak bishloima. I understand why the brisa had to say that a son who was once living in his father's house, now he's not. still he could make a chazaka. Why is it a chiddush? So I would have thought. Meaning, what's the svar of why Ben Benichzei Yaviv can make a chazaka? Because if a son is being nene from his father is, he doesn't care. He's not going to be meicha. It's not weird. It's normal. And as a result, there's no umdana from the fact that you are a meicha. Why would you be meicha? It's your son. But maybe now he's married. He's living on his own. So if he's living on his own, now maybe it's expected to be meicha. No, I can hear you. I can hear no. It's a shtickel of chiddush. Kamash mulan, that's the way it is. That ben shachala karein ke shar kolodom, and if for 3 years straight the father was a meicha, you establish a cheskes gimel shonim, because even though he's your son, but at this point you should have been meicha. But the Gemara says, but if there was a woman that was once married, at that point, if she would have been nana from her husband, it's understandable why she couldn't have a cheskes gimel shana. But now she's neskarsha, so why is she, if she's divorced, why is she going to her ex-husband and just living there for 3 years? For sure the husband would be meicha. What's the hava mina he wouldn't be meicha? If you look at the last words of the Rashbam, right, it's poshet that this is what you were supposed to do. So the Gemara says, you have to say that the chiddush of this case, that ishish and iskarshi, you can't be machzik, it's not talking about where she's a vada grusha, but rather megureshes v'inim megureshes. It's talking about where she was a suffik grusha, ukid Rab Zeira, and it's based on Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira said, Rab Yerbir Barabba, Shmuel, it traces itself back to Shmuel, kamakam shamru chacham megureshes v'inim megureshes. Anytime you have a woman that's a suffik megureshes, baila chayev b'm. So it said the husband is obligated to support her, and being that this woman is still obligated to be supported by her husband, so there would have been a havamina that maybe there would have been a havamina that maybe being that the husband has a chiyuv to support her, so maybe if she's living there for 3 years, it wasn't expected for him to be meicha, and therefore his imacha is not a raglaim ludover, so her being machzik is not really a regular cheskas gimel shanim. That's the kamash malon. That's the chiddush of the braisa. Avad a regular grusha. There's no chiddush that she could be machzik. Of course she could be machzik. You should have been meicha. A sothi grusha, being that you're chayv mezainis, it's a little bit of a chiddush kamash malon. One sushtel, maybe, and that is that, you know, the Gemara says that it's such a dover pashat that a grusha that's on the nechasim of her husband and vice versa as well, you could make a chazaka because there's no one that would allow their ex-wife to stand beyond their property. You should have been meicha, and if you weren't meicha, if she now says lekachtia mena and I lost my shtar, it's a regular cheskes gimel shanim. The laws of cheskes abatim are going to go into effect. So the tushtel is Ramah. The Ramah's in Evin Ezer. It's in Simin Kuf Yotes. It's Sifches. The Ramah says as follows: Umbuter la adam lozen grushasa. It's mutter for a man to support his grusha. Umitzvah hu yoisami b'shar ani. In fact, it's even a bigger mitzvah for a man to support his ex-wife, his grusha, than it is a regular ani, and the makar to this is hagoyis martchai. Now the Ramah says, stating that, you just can't be in direct contact with her, you have to do it al yedei shliach. But as long as you do it al yedei shliach, so not only is it mutter la'adam lozen grusha asoy, it's actually mitzvah hu yoysa mi b'shar ani. It's actually a bigger mitzvah. We have a raid bite on this, and really, the makar to this comes from a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash is in Parshas Bereishis. It tells a Maisa Nifla with Rabbi Yosei Aglili. It talks about the incredible Chassidus of Rabbi Yosei Aglili, and it says Rabbi Yosei Aglili was married, and his wife was someone that gave him a very, very difficult time. He was Mekayim the mitzvah Umoitza Aniya So Isha Mar Mimavas, and that was sort of the way his marriage played itself out. And the Medrash tells a story that after Yisrael Glili divorced his wife, he heard that she was in terrible financial straits. So I'm just reading the last excerpt. Kivin the Shamrab Yoisi Kane, as soon as he heard about this, so he went, he went and he supported this woman. And by the way, this woman is already married to somebody else. She had remarried. And Afal Pikein, he went and he supported her, al shame, to be mekayim the pasik of umipsarcha loy tesalam. So there's an inyan of umipsarcha loy tesalam. And by the way, the umipsarcha over here is mamish, v'hayu labasar echad. At one point they were married. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili was mekayim this inyan. But you see that there's a mitzvah, to be mefarnes even a grusha. So maybe this is a little bit of a knetch. Right, the Gemara says, I don't even understand what the havamina would have been that divorced woman can be machzik b'nichsei baila. And the Gemara said, enochinami, you have to say it's talking about megureshes for ina megureshes, and it's based on Rab Zeira's din, that baila chayib b'mzoyneseh, that the husband is chayib b'mzoyneseh. Now, the emes is, the Gemara is saying that it's talking about a real chayib b'mzoyneseh. When it comes to a grusha, there's no real chayib b'mzoyneseh. You don't have the chayib share, right? It's not like you have yen a chayib b'mzoyneseh. There's an Indian in Hilchas Saka, mibsar chalei tesalim. It's a Hilchas Saka to get Indian, to give to her before you give to other Aramalite. It's not mamish to say as by the chayim is leneseh, but mara mokamani loch. Sometimes the ikar is the tzushtel. Mara has a discussion over here. A grusha, there's no chiv. There's this interesting Rama tucked away in Evan Es Simin Kuf Yotas. Either way, we're now going to pivot a little bit, and we're going to start the next sugya. Now, the next sugya is going to take us through Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph. It's one of the grossest sugyas in Chas. It's the sugya of Tolyu Vizavin. Zvine Zvini. Now this sugya of Tolyu Vizavin, it touches on the sugya of Dvarim Shebalev, Dine Oynes, which anytime you see these words, you know you're getting involved in long rashbas and Rebkiv Egers and Reb Chaims, Vadvarim Atikin. Either way, we're just going to make a schala on it now, and then we're going to focus on it Be'ezus Hashem and tomorrow's daf and in the raid, and then on daf memtes again. Zok to Gemara. And really, the way the sugya starts is with a memra that Rav Nachman said that he heard from Huna, also known as Rav Huna to us. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Amar Ali Huna. I heard from Rav Huna. He said the following. Kulon sheviu raya, rayosan raya, umamidin sada biyam. As it relates to all the chevra that are in lehem chazaka. All the chevra that were mentioned in the Mishnah. Ho umnim vashutfin varisin vaputropin. Ish benichsei ishto, ish benichsei baila. Of benichsei aben. Ben benechsei of, as relates to all these people that the Mishnah said unequivocally, Eilem Chazaka, in the event that they brought a raya, that what? That really the ma'ar was moida, that this field belongs to them, rayosan raya, it's a good raya, umamidin sadabi adam, and they're now going to get the field. However, here's the punchline, gazlin shehevi raya, if a gazlin, who's also in the chazaka, would bring a raya, that what? That really this field belongs to him, ein rayosa raya, the raya is worthless, they umamidin sadabi adam, and he would end up getting nothing. So, as it relates to all the chevron, the Mishnah that are in lam chazaka, that's only if they have no raya. If they have a raya, rather they can get a... If, however, the person is a gazlin, gazlin's ein lechazaka, and he's ein lechazaka even if he brings a raya. So what does the word raya mean? So the Rashbam, very important Rashbam. Shtar mechira, oi, edei mechira. So he brought a shtar mechira, or he brought edei mechira. Some have the girsa, not edei mechira, but rather edei hoida. The point is this. The point is that he has a shtar that says that it's his. Or he has edim that say that he was moida, the ma'arer, that it really belongs to this person who can't make a chazaka. So rayos and raya. The halacha is, the raya is not going to be a raya. Look at the next Rashbam. Gazlin shehevi raya. However, as it relates to a gazlin, if he brings edim mechira, oi edim hoida, then the halacha is, the raya would not be a raya. So the Rashbam is very, very clear. And he says it even more clear in the last words that I purposely left out. And that is, in the event that the Umin, the Apotropis, all these chevra, that our Ein Lam Chazaka would have a shtar that says that they bought this, or Eidim that say that we saw the Ma'arabim Moida, that it belongs to him, so then, checkmate. You're right, Ein Lam Chazaka, they can't have a regular Cheskes Gimel Shanim, but at the same time, if they have Eidim, then why are we even having this conversation? In fact, the Rashbam says, Milsa the Peshit, it's so posh. Stating that a Gazlan that has a Raya that it's his, he has a Shtar. Look at this, I have a Mefurish Shtar. Or, two Eidim walk into Bezin, yeah, we heard the Ma'arabim Moida that it really belongs to the Gazlan. It's worthless. And the reason is, it's going to play itself out in the Gemara soon, because we assume that these Eidim that signed on the shtar, or these Eidim that say b'faneinu hoida, were intimidated, we're not sure this ever happened. It could be even the Moicher that sold it. He didn't really mean to sell it. We don't trust the process. And because we don't trust the process, it's for that reason the Raya itself is not going to be a Raya. Stating that, the Rashbam adds, those are the words we didn't mention before, Avol Matan Mois Leiro. The only time this is true is if the Eidim say that we didn't see money trade hands. If, however, the Eidim say that we saw money trade hands, then already it's going to be different. So again, in the event that the Gazlan can bring Eidim that says that I have a shtar mechira that Edom signed on this shtar, and they're saying, I'm telling you, that I bought this field. Or two Edom walk in and they say, we saw the Ma'arav be moida that this field really belongs to the Gazan. In Raya Saraya. And the reason is because maybe the reason the person sold the field, or maybe the reason the person was moida that the field belongs to the Gazan is because they were intimidated, they were afraid, and they were moida to something that wasn't really true. If, however, the Edom say, we saw money trade hands, then already it's different. Because as much as if a person might be forced, here's the lundis, which is going to be the whole daf tomorrow, a person might be coerced into doing something he doesn't want to do, and if he is, we assume that whatever happened, happened by us, and therefore, it's negligible from a halachic standpoint, but if he gets money for it in return, then already it's different. The minute you get money for it in return, then we assume that whatever you did with a proper das. It's what's known as toyu v'zavin, zvine zvini. If somebody's forced to sell something, we assume that even though he sold it under the rest, but really the mechira is going to be a good mechira, and therefore if money trades hands, then for sure this thing is going to be considered to be a proper mechira. So when is it that if there are edim that say we saw this person be moida, or we have a shtar mechira, that in Raya Sarai, that's if we didn't see money trade hands. Because then we say he was forced into it. He didn't get any money in return. If you're forced into doing something without getting money into return, then zvine eina zvine. If, however, there was matan mois, you got something in return for it, then already it's going to be zvine zvine. Just to get the vernacular, again, it's morning again tomorrow's daf. If somebody's forced to sell something and he gets something in exchange for it, it's what's known as toyu v'zavin. And toyu v'zavin, Rav Huna Shita is zvine zvine. And who's talking? I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Huna, right? It's Rav Huna talking. That's his shita. If, however, somebody gives something to somebody, but we never saw money come in return, it's what's known as toyu v'yohiv. You were forced to give a gift, to be moid or whatever it is. But if we didn't see money come back in the other direction, it was a one-way street, that's toyu v'yohiv, and toyu v'yohiv, that's already v'loy midi, that's worthless. Again, what did Rav Nachman say in the name of Huna? He said that as it relates to all the chevra that are ein lem chazak, it's only if they have no edim, they have no raya. If they have edim or raya, then already it's going to be different. As it relates to the Gazlin Shehevi Raya in Rayasa Raya, the Imamidin Sada Biyodai, with the very lichtige caveat from the Rashbam. Some Rashbams are extra credit. This Rashbam is Pashim Shan in the Gemara, as we're going to say. And that is that the only time this is true is if no money traded hands. If money traded hands, even by the Gazlin, it's good. Because Toyu of Izavin Svine Svini, this is only true in Rayasa Raya, because Matan Mois Loiro, because the Edom didn't see the Matan Mois. But if the Edom would see the Matan Mois, then for sure, even when it comes to the Gazlin, be okay. But the Gemara says, my Kamash. I don't know the Chiddush. Tanina, it's a Mefurish Mishnah. And the truth is, this Mishnah that the Gemara is about to quote right now comes from Gittin Daf Nun Hei Mabez. And if you think about it for a minute, it's absolutely incredible. Why? Because Gittin Daf Nun Hei Mabez is the sugi of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, which is tucked away in Perikan Ezach and Mesechtes Gittin. It's three black Gemara in Mesechtes Gittin. Right? The sugi is a Kamsa Bar Kamsa. How did Kamsa Bar Kamsa make it into Mesechtes Gittin? So we had raid bites from Rab Tzadik, but what's Pashup Shat? How did Kamsa Bar Kamsa make it into Mesechtes Gittin? It's because of the Mishnah that talked about the Sekrikun. These were Roman officers that were really bad guys. And the Gemara said that the Sekrikun, they started chaplaining in Yehuda. Right? We just learned the Mishnah, Daflam and Chesam and Aleph, Shalosh Arotzis Lechazaka. So Yehuda, Judea, that was the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara digressed from the Sekrikun to Kamsa Bar Kamsa. And as they say, pun intended, the rest is history, right? But the point is that the whole Kamsa Bar Kamsa came from where? It came from the Sekrikun. And we have right here, Mamish, learning Shabbos Chazoin's Daf, where the Gemara talks about the Sekrikun. Either way, Lokach mis Sekrikun. So who are the Sekrikun? These were Roman chevra, they were bad guys, and they used to go over to Jews, and they would make them an offer that the Jews couldn't refuse. They basically said, listen, I'm going to give you two choices. Choice A is you give me your property, choice B is I kill you and I take your property. So what happened is, the Yidden would give away their property. Now there's a long rush here that's really a synopsis of the Gemara over there, Masechtes Gittin, that there were three different phases, and there were times where Jewish blood was cheaper than at other times, and it impacts the laws of the Sekrikun. But all we need to know right now is that there was a time in history where if somebody purchased something from the Sekrikun, so the Sekrikun, they're Romans, they go and they steal Karkein and Exelis, but they steal the property of the Yid. And then they would go in and they would sell it. So if somebody bought something from the Sekrikon, the Mechira can move. It's not a Mechira. Why not? Because Karka and Exelis, so the Sekrikon were not in a halachic position to be able to sell this property. Stating that, what would be the chaz of a lakach mi balabayas if this lakach then went and to the balabayas and he said, listen, I bought this property. I know you can contest it. Let me give you I want to buy it from you. So the lakach is, even if they do that, mekhoi batal, the mekach is going to be batal. And the reason the mekach is going to be batal, what do you mean? You bought it from the balabayas. Because we don't trust that the balabayas really means to sell. We think he's being pressured into selling it, and that's why he's selling it. So being that we don't think he really means it, right? Why is he not contesting it? Because he knows if he contests it, he's going to get a phone call from the Sekrikon. They're going to come after him. So it's for that reason, this whole thing is mamish one big chukav etlula and mekhoi batal. If you buy from the Sekrikon, even if you then buy it from the balabayas. So luchar, you hedged yourself. You covered your bases. I bought it from the Sekrikon and from the balabayas. It doesn't matter. Mekhoi batal. What's the kasha? You see from here that when you're dealing with a gazlin, if somebody sells something to a gazlin, it's a waste of time. What's the raya? You see it from the Sekrikon. Now, you see it from the fact that if you bought it from the Sekrikon, but that's not such a raya, because the Sekrikon never owned it. So the fact that you bought it from the Sekrikon, mekach batal, that's pashut. It doesn't belong to the Sekrikon. They don't own it, and therefore they're not in a position to be able to sell it. But what you really see it is from the fact that even if you bought it from the guy who quote-unquote sold it to the Sekrikon, or gave it to the Sekrikon, even that's not a mechira. Why? Because we're afraid that the guy's afraid to sell it to you as a klisheni or to contest it because he doesn't want it to come back to the Sekrikon. It's a kal v'chomer in the words of the Rashbam. Kolshke v'kolshke. If this guy's dealing directly with the Sekrikon, directly with the Gazan, you can't trust a word that comes out of his mouth. Meaning, if he sells it to you, that's bum machmas ha-Sekrikon, we don't take him seriously, we think it's being done under duress. So certainly, if he was dealing directly with the Gazan. So again, what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman said, Amali Huna. I'm going to tell you what Rav Huna told me. He told me that if someone goes over to Gazlin and he says that, yeah, this field, oh, Avada belongs to you. Yeah, Avada, I sold it to you. What's the shayla I sold it to you? Avada, and there's Edom that are there. Worthless. Lots of Apitzul Chisa. It's not admissible in a court of law. Why? Because maybe he did it under duress. That's his grace of Chiddush, right? That's his grace of Chiddush. Umin brings a Edom. Yeah, it's Apitropis and Aris. Yeah. Ben Benich Sayov, Abenach. But a Gazlin out. Why? Because we don't trust the Haida. Isn't that the mission of the Sekrikon? You see it from the Sekrikon. That is the whole theme of the Sekrikon. So, Freit the Gemara, my Kamash, Malantonino. So, Marcel, I'll tell you the Chiddush. I'll give me the Rav. You're right. As it relates to the Iker Raw Halacha, there's no Chiddush. But there's a big machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, how to learn the mission of Sekrikon. And from Rav Huna, you see one way, lafukim the Rav, rather like Shmuel, and that's what he was coming to be mechadash. What did Rav say? Rav said, loy chanu, elot amalei chazek fikni. The only time it's true if your chazav alokach mi balabayis mechoy batal, that's if there was no shtar involved. Meaning the balabayis said, yeah, go make a kinyan. Avo b'shtar kono, but if there was a shtar, he's kono. Kamash mon kid the Shmuel, that's the Chiddush, like Shmuel. Domer af b'shnar, nami loy kona, chiftach achrayis nechasim. That even if there was a shtar, still you're not kono. Now, if the shtar had achrayis, that's the sugi over there in Gittin, then already it's different. But that's what Hunas Chiddush, right? Kulon che view raya. But as it relates to a gazlin, even a raya is not a raya. What was he coming le rabbis? Even if there's a shtar, that you don't see from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is open to interpretation. In the Mishnah, it's a machloek is Rav and Shmuel. Kamash malon like Shmuel, not like Rav. Says the Gemara, a postscript, which is gonna segue right into tomorrow's daf. Rabibi misayim ba mishmeder Rav Nachman. So again, Rav Nachman said Amar lihuna, what we just said. So Rabibi would say over in the name of Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman, after he quoted Rav Huna, he was messiah the following. He said, Karka ein loy, avo mois yesh loy. This that was saying, that if the Gazlan's able to bring Eden, still ein loy chazaka, that means that he doesn't get to keep the Karka. But let's say he paid for it, he's going to get the money back. I mean, you could have thought that he doesn't even get the money back. Kamash malo, we trust the Eden that say that they saw the Gazlan pay for it, so that the Gazlan should be able to get his money back. It's just the Karka that he's not going to get. Now, that's only true, says the Gemara, by Medvar Amurim, Sha'amru Edom Befaneinu Manolai. If the Edom say, we saw the Gazlan give the money, Avril Amru Edom Befaneinu Hoidolai, but let's say all the Edom say is that, you know, we saw based on the conversation the money traded hands, but we didn't actually see him count the money, we didn't see him give it to him, Loi, then not, then the Gazlan doesn't get the money, and it's Kedrav Kahana, like Rav Kahana, we saw this in Amar Aleph, the Amar, Ilav the Oidile, Havimamtele the Deo, the Chamar, the Shafka. You can't trust the Hoidah to a Gazlan because the person was intimidated. He says, you're not Moid, I'm going to take you and your chamar, I'm going to bring it to the melech. But it's for that reason the hoida is not hoida. But in the event that you saw him give money, so then the halacha is that you're actually going, the gazlan's going to get his money back. Now this is a huge point, because we made a big deal about this. And again, we made a big deal about this because we're learning the Gemara with the Rashbam, but also because it's really going to be critical in terms of understanding tomorrow's daf and understanding the entire sugya. Rav Nachman said, the name of Rav Huna, that gazlan shehevi raya, ein rayosai raya. Rav Bibi misayim ba mishmeid Rav Nachman karke engloi avol mois yeshloi. What's going on here? Says the Rashbam, what's going on here is as follows. It's because when Rav Nachman said over in the name of Rav Huna that gazlan shehevi raya in rayasa raya, it was only true if he didn't have Edom that saw the gazlan give money. But if Edom come and say that we saw the gazlan give money, then rayasa raya. That was the Rashbam we made a big deal about. Edom mechiroi edei hoida. Avo matam mois leiro. Why? Because if they saw matam mois, then it's going to be good. How did Rashbam know that was Pshana Rav Huna? He knew that was Pshana Rav Huna because tomorrow's daf is going to begin with Rav Huna's memra. Tal Yuv Vizavin Zvine Zvini, like we mentioned earlier. So if in the Rav Huna holds Tal Yuv Vizavin Zvine Zvini, how could he say that when it comes to a gazlan in Rayas Araya? The teretz is, Tal Yuv Vizavin Zvine Zvini is when the moicher gets money. But as if the moicher doesn't get money, so then it's in Rayas Araya. So really what Rav Nachman was saying over in the name of Rav Huna was that gazlan Chevi Raya in Rayas Araya, but the tonight that he didn't see any money. So Rabibi, however, was Messiah by Meshmeid Rav Nachman. Rabibi was Messiah by Rav Nachman. I thought it's only negay if there's no money. The Teret says this is Rav Nachman's own shita. Rav Nachman doesn't agree with Rav Huna. Rav Nachman holds to you of Vizavin Zvine Lav Zvine. So when we say Gazlan Chevi Raya Ein Rayos Raya, that's true even if there was a Matamois. Stating that, Karke Ein Loy Avamois Yeshloy. And that's posh pshat in this Gemara. Again, it's a little bit tricky because we didn't learn Daf Mem Ches yet. But Be'ez Hashem, after we learn Daf Mem Ches, Chaz Mem Zayin Mem Ches, everything's going to make perfect sense. So again, this is really the psicha to the sugya of Toyu of Ezovin Zvine Zvini. What we see already from this first Gemara is that Rav Huna holds Toyu of Ezovin Zvine Zvini. Rav Nachman holds Toyu of Ezovin Zvine is Lav Zvini. Even Rav Huna that holds Toyu of Ezovin Zvine Zvini, that's only because there are Edom that saw the Meicher get money. There was a Matan Mois. If there's no Matan Mois, all the Edom know is Befanenu Hoido, Befanenu there was a Matana, then not. What does it have to do with our sugyas? Because it really plays itself out in a nuance between Umin, Aris, etc. in Lam Chazaka versus Gazlan in Lam Chazaka. As it relates to the Umin and the Aris, etc., even if they bring a Raya, then they would have a Chazaka. As it relates to a Gazlan, even if he brings a Raya, he would not have a chazaka. Who said that? Rav Huna. The Rashbam explained Rav Huna l'shitasoi, being that he also told you of Azam Zvine Zvine, has to be talking about where there was no Matan Mois. Again, we'll recap this Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow, and that will segue us into Bava Basra Memches, which again is a daf that requires an asterisk. This is a Bava Basra daf that requires an asterisk. So this is an asterisk, Ben Benoishal asterisk. You're in Bava Basra, in Cheskes Abatim, and Bava Basra Memches is one of the greatest daf, and in terms of understanding foundational lumdis, that's Negei really Gans Noshim Nezikin. But as it relates to today's raid, just to say one Ha'ara, one Machshava of Dover Be'itay Matayv. And really, it's a Machshava that we've talked about in the past. It's a very basic Machshava that I think Kedai Dechazer at least every year, this time of year, but in Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush with a above a Basra angle. And that is, the Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis and some of the Divrei Agada in Perek HaShutfin discussed Sidron Shel Nevi'im. The Gemara brought a brayso, Sidron Shel Nevi'im, Yeshua V'Shoiftim, Shmuel U'Malachim, Yirmiya V'Yecheskel, Yeshaya V'Shneim Asa. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, Mechti, Yeshaya Kodim Miyirmiyo V'Yecheskel. Yeshaya Anovi lived before Yirmiyo, and he lived before Yecheskel. And if that's the case, L'Kadme L'Yeshaya Bereisho. So why is the order Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, and then Yeshaya? If Yeshaya chronologically lived before Yirmiyo, and before Yecheskel, it should have been Yeshaya first, then Yirmiyo, and then Yecheskel. So just to give it a little bit of historical context, Yirmiyo, of course, witnessed the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, as did Yecheskel. And they both prophesied around that time of the Churban. Yeshaya Navi lived sometime in the middle of Tkufas Bayis Rishon. So Yeshaya lived a long time before Yirmiyo and Yecheskel. Yet in the Sidron Shel Nevi'im, it's Yirmiyo, then Yecheskel, then Yeshaya. And the Gemara says, at first glance, it would seem not to make any sense. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the Cheshbon in the Seder. Kiven the Malachim Soifei, Chorbanah, the Nevi'im start with Yeshua, which we understand, and then Shoiftim, which we understand, and then Shmuel and Malachim, which we understand. The end of Sefer Malachim, the end of Malachim Beis, talks about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Being that it talks about Churban Beis HaMikdash, so in the Sidrin Shal Nevi'im, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah wanted that the segue should continue with the theme of Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it goes from the end of Sefer Malachim to Yirmiyahu, and the reason is because Yirmiyahu is Kulei Churbana. It talks completely about the Churban. So it makes sense that that should be the Smichos. Now, after we finish Yirmiyahu, which is all about the Churban, so the question was, what should be the next Sefer? So the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said the next Sefer should be Yecheskel. You know why? Because Yecheskel is Reshei Churbana. It starts talking about the Churban. So we have the end of Malachim, which is Churban, the whole Yirmiyahu, which is Churban, and then we have the beginning of Yecheskel, which is also Churban. Now, Yecheskel starts with Churban, but Sefer Nechamta. It ends with Nechama. So after the Nechama of Yecheskel, so said Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, how are we going to start the next Sefer? Let's start with Nechama, right? This is the theme. So we go to Yeshaya. Why? Because Yeshaya is cool in Nechamta. Because the whole Sefer Yeshaya is Nechamta. So he says, you want to know why it's not Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, but instead it's Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, and it's Yeshaya. It's because Samchinon, Churbana, Lechurbana, Venechamta, Lenechamta. We go in order of being Soimech, Churban to Churban, and Nechama to Nechama. So really, based on the chronology, it should have been Yeshaya first, then Yirmiyahu, then Yecheskel. But we learned, say, from Malachim, and Malachim ends with Churban, so we go to Yirmiyahu, which is Churban. And then we start Yecheskel, which begins with Churban. Now Yecheskel ends with Nechama, so then we go to Yeshaya, which is cool, and Nechemta. The point is, Samchina, Churbana, Lechurbana, Venechemta, Lenechemta. The Marsha, on this Gemara, here in Bava Basra, Yudal Amad Beis, and Chedushi HaGadus asks, that it sounds like from the Gemara, that Yirmiyahu is Kulei Churbana, and Yeshaya is Kulei Nechemta. But he says if you go through Sefer Yirmiyahu, you'll see there's a lot of Yirmiyahu that's Nechemta. And if you go through Sefer Yeshaya, there are a lot of Nevuas that Yeshaya Novi said that are Churbana. So he says, I don't understand the Lashon of the Gemara. Yirmiyahu is Kulei Churbana and Yeshaya is Kulei Nechemta. It's not true. Says the Marsha, you have to say that although the Gemara says Kulei, it doesn't mean Kulei. But what it means is Rube. There's an idea of Rube Kekuloi. Roiv of Sefer Yirmiyahu is Churban. Roiv of Sefer Yeshaya is Nechama. And it's for that reason the Gemara said the Cheshbin makes sense of Samchinan Churbana Lechurbana. The Nechemta le Nechemta. Now the Marsha says this, but Kamuvin, it's a little bit dachuk, because that's not the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is Kulei Churbana. The Lashon of the Gemara is Kulei Nechemta. Good, Rubei Kekulei. Obviously, it's a very valid V'yesh Loimar, and it's what the Hilge Marsha said. But at the same time, I think it's Adayin Ktsas Einoi Oimer Eler Dershuni. But Emes says, if you take a look at the Yad Ramah, in his Pirishim, Hashutfin, here on Daf Yudal Ramabez, the Yad Ramah on this Gemara says Koloimah. Now we know whenever Rishonim say Koloimah, it means they're bothered by something. And they're coming to answer a question. Says the Yad Ramah, what does it mean that Yeshaya is Kulei Nechemta? Zokti Ramah, Koloimah, Tchilosoi V'soifoi Nechemta. What it means is that Sefer Yeshaya starts with Nechama, and Sefer Yeshaya ends with Nechama. You're right, it's not Kulei Nechama. Chayri is bothered with the Marsha's Kasha. It's Tchilosoi V'soifoi Nechama. And mean that it starts and it ends with Nechama, so it's for that reason the Gemara refers to Yeshaya as Kulei Nechemta. Now the Ramah is Mamish Apliya Atzuma. Why? Because how does Sefer Yeshaya begin? We're going to learn it tomorrow in the Aftira with an Eichenigin. It's Chazon Yishayahu ben Amoritz. Asher Chazal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. And it talks all about Churban Beis HaMikdash. In fact, some of the harshest, some of the most draconian prophecies that were ever stated by a Navi are in Sefer Yeshaya right in the beginning of Chazon Yishayahu. So what's meant the Yad Ramah that it's Tchilosai? It's Tchilosai. Nechama? Where's the Tchilasa Nechama? It's Kulei Churbana. It's Mamash Apella. Now, maybe it could be Matrik, I don't know, that the Ramah means the end of the Nevuah. Right? The last Pasuk, Tzion ben Mishpati Padeh v'shoveh b'tztaka, the second to last Pasuk, v'ashiva shoiftayach kivar rishayna, which is already not lained with an Eichenigin. Maybe that's what it's referring to. But it's very, very tzarech bir. You need a koloimar on that. The bottom line is, it's very, very sosim. Sefer Yeshaya is Kulei Nechemta. It's not Kulei Nechemta. Chazon Yishayahu Toichiach. And the Ramah, it sounds like he's even bavarning the Kasha. And what's his teretz? Oh, it's the beginning. The beginning is Chazon Yishayahu. What are you talking about? What does it even mean? But Lulei de Mistafina, maybe you could say a vart, and that is the Mechaber in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. This is in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Hei Sif Aleph. Noyagin Shaloi Lahaniach Tefillin B'Tisha B'Av Shachris. The minig is not to wear tefillin when you daven shachris on Tisha B'Av. V'loi talis, and also not to wear a talis, elo loivshin talis katon tachas begodim. Rather, the minig is to wear a talis katon underneath the begodim b'loi brach. U'b'mincha, now, by mincha manichim tzitzis v'tefillin u'mavarchan aleh. When it comes to mincha, then already you put on your talis and you put on your tefillin and you make a bracha on your tzitzis. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't wear tefillin and talis by shachris, however you do wear it by mincha. Says the Vilna Gaon in his Bi'ur Agro. What's the pshat? Why is it that by shachris you don't wear talis and tefillin, but by mincha you do wear talis and tefillin? So the Gaon, if you never heard this, says a dover nifla. He says as follows: De le'inyan dvarim elu hikilu b'mincha. You find in general that when it comes to all dvarim elu, all the halachas, even the nihugei avelos of Tisha B'Av, you find that we're more mekel. Why? V'hatam. I'm skipping a little bit. Sha'oz hitzitzu eis b'mikdash. Because the churban beis hamikdash began on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. We know that the Iker Sreif of the Beis HaMikdash happened not on Tes B'Av, it actually happened on Yud B'Av. And the reason we fast Tisha B'Av and not Yud B'Av is because the Haschala of the Churban happened on Tes B'Av. But, and when did it happen? It happened Lifnois Erev. It happened in the afternoon. It happened B'Shas Mincha. So says the Goyen, that being that Oz Hitzitzu is B'Mikdash, it's for that reason that we are more makel in all the inyanim of avelos and etalis and tefillin b'shas mincha. And he says, "U'kamoy shem afurish l'kamon simin tovkuf nun zayin." So we just read simin tovkuf nun hey, but the Goyen says it's really mafurish in simin tovkuf nun zayin. What does it say in tovkuf nun zayin? So the Ramah says as follows: "V'aminik poshet that you say a tefillah of nachem, and ein oimrim nachem rak betfilas mincha." You only say it by mincha. Because that's when the fire started burning. That's when the churban began. And because that's when the Romans lit fire to the Beis HaMikdash, that's when you say nachim. So the Goyen says, you see already that this episode of Choma at the time that they lit the Beis HaMikdash. And take a look at Toysvis and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph from the Beis. So the Goyen says, you want to know why we're more mekel when it comes to all these halachas of avelos and talis and tefillin and even nachim by mincha on Tisha B'Av, more so than by shachris, because that's when the fire was lit on the Beis HaMikdash. And if that's when the fire was lit on the Beis HaMikdash, so that's a time to scale back the avelos. Now, at first glance, it's a pella. That's the time to scale back. That's the time to ramp up. It's just if that's when it was Yitzitzuesh, so Faker, this is mamish the time. So that's when you're supposed to have more avelos. Oh, but says the Goyen, take a look at Toysmis and Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. So if you take a look at that Toysmis, and really Rashi says it also, Rashi and Toysmis, they both quote a Medrash. The Medrash is going on the Pasik in Tillim that says, Mizmer La'asif, Elikim, Bo Goyen Benachla Secho. David HaMelech sang Shira when he saw Beruach Kacha that one day the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. And the Medrash asks, Mizmar La'asif kina mibayalei. This is not a time to sing Shira. Shouldn't this have been a time to say a kina? Says the Medrash. David HaMelech saw Beruach HaKodesh that there was going to be a time that the Yidden were going to deserve a terrible, terrible punishment. And he was positive that what was going to happen was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to come, he was going to wipe out Klal Yisrael. That's just what he thought. It made sense that that's the way it would play itself out. The way it almost happened in the Midbar several times, right? And that was what his concern was. But when he saw Baruch HaKodesh, that there's going to be a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, what he realized was, Kila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamase Al Eitzem Va'avonim Shebebeisoi Abu Mitoich Kach Hoyser Pleitem Yisrael. He saved Klal Yisrael. He sang Shira. Avad the Churban Beis HaMikdash in and of itself is the most horrible thing in the world. But when you realize what was at stake and what could have happened, it could have been much worse. And that's why Zok Taisv is quoting this Medrash. David HaMelech said, Mizma Lasev, he sang Shira when he saw Beruach Kachai that there was going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. You know, I was thinking, just a visual. Imagine as a person, he's standing in front of a judge. He's on death row. And this person was sentenced. He already went through appeals court, everything. He is going to be executed. And he's pleading with the king. He says, he's going to be executed. And then the king says, you know what? I'll tell you what. I know there's a certain asset that you own It's a lot of money. Maybe it's something very, very specific. It's very, very precious to you. I'll take that in lieu of your life. That person is going to sing Shira. He is going to belt out the most freilich nigun he can possibly belt out. The king just said, I'm taking away all your money. It's a penalty, it's a fine. You're going to have to work the rest of your life. You're going to be in chayvus in order to try to pay this up. Or I'm going to take something that was so precious to you. Oh, but he was about to die. He was on death row. He was about to be executed. The noose was around his neck. They were about to tighten it. And then Berover Achmav, the melech decided, the judge said, you know what? I'm going to hear the appeals. Do this. Case closed. Adjourn. I'm never going to try this again. You have to appreciate this. Right before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was this moiznayim, there was this din. What's going to be with the yidin? Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim, Al Shloi Baruch HaBatayret Chila, Ozvas Teirasi, Sinas Chinam Lashon Har. Think about what's going on in the world. And now all of a sudden, the king has to figure out what's going to be. Says the Goyin, that the minute the Eibishter took that fire and he lit the Beis HaMikdash ablaze, you know, Klal Yisrael realized they're going to be spared. You're taking the Beis HaMikdash. Because if you take the Beis HaMikdash, then we're safe. And you're willing to take that prized possession, which will be in Chayvesin for 2,000 years, trying to pay up that Chayv. But you know what? We're going to survive. And if we're going to survive, David HaMelech sneezed at Baruch Kocha and he sang Shira. Says the Goyen, you want to know why we scale back the Avelis? It's to us he tzisuesh. And at that second, we realize we're going to be speared. Because the Klai Yisrael was able to survive. Until the moment of the fire, literally taking hold of the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't know if we were going to survive. At that second, we were going to survive. And that's when we say Nachem. Because Lichten Dem, the Grest in Acham in the Welt. And that's when we put on Talos and Tefillin. Now the Avelis is not such a... What happened? Now? Because now we chap, we're going to live. Yeah, we're going to live. But what do you mean? You have to give away. You're going to be paying chayvis. It's true, but I'm going to live. Klai Yisrael's going to survive. And because we realize that minute that we're going to survive, you know what you do? You bang out a nachem. Nachem, with a simcha almost. Because you believe at some point there's going to be nacham. Kumta is a meir de gezach. And it's a brisk of art. And that is data as in churban beis hamikdash, like tzvei dinim. Because that's what it was. It was churban. Sreifas beis alikenu is the grest of churban. There's nechama. There's nachem. Because in kilach hamaseh al etzem v'avonim umitoich kach hoyse pleitim Yisrael, we chap that we are going to survive. Is yesh loyma lulei de mistafino. Yeshaya Novi said nevuos about churban beis hamikdash. Or bechazal beruach kotcham were megala to us that every single nevuah that Yeshaya Novi said, even the nevuahs that are so scary that we read in an eicha tone because they're mamish piranus. Or beyedet nevuahs gevein a nevuah for nechama. This Nechama, the Nechama from Nachem, because these Nevuahs you can teach in different ways. Abi Yeshaya was Kulay, Yirmiyo said the same Nevuahs. Abi was Kulay Churbana. Yirmiyo and Yeshaya said the same thing. Abi Yirmiyo's coming from Churban, Churban, Churban. And Yeshaya is saying Nechama, Nechama, Nechama. Yeshaya's Nevuahs, Kulay Nechama. It's Kulay Nechama. Well, how's the part? Teretz is. Because in Churban Beis HaMikdash, Zadon Churban and Zadon Nechama. Yirmiyo, Chazal, and Megalatos. How do I know? Chazal, no, Chveis Nisht. The Freik Nisht Chazal Chakashis. Yirmiyo is Kulay Churbana. Yeshaya is Kulay Nechemta. So the Hergish is that Shabbos Chazayin, Erev Tisha B'Av, we say the Haftarah of the Piranusa, but what's the Haftarah? We could have taken from all the Nevuahs of Yirmiyo. We chose not to take from Yirmiyo. You know, we take from Yeshaya. And there's a silver lining. The silver lining is that Yeshaya's Nevuah, Vi Nish Dvi, is Nechemta. And whenever you hear Yeshaya Novi talk, Chazon Yeshayo, on the one hand, it gives you a krecht, it pierces your soul. But at the same time, it reminds you that as terrible as it is, and as horrible as it is, Lamaisa, we're going to have a future. You know, I once had a hergish. I started today's daf that it's being learned, Le'ili Nishmas Bela Bashlem Alei. Bela Bashlem Alei is my Sher's Zolzain Gesund's mother, Mrs. Helen Weidra. This is Bela Weidra. And she was a Holocaust survivor. And she very much lived her and her husband, like real, real Holocaust survivors. You know, when you looked at a Holocaust survivor, I think there was always this duplicity in terms of what you saw. You know, on the one hand, a Holocaust survivor, and there are still some Holocaust survivors, Baruch Hashem, you saw Churban, but at the same time, you saw Nechama. Because every Holocaust survivor represents the fact that you can try as hard as you want. Lahashmid, laharig, la'aved. And you can come with these tainas and those tainas. But at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael will never be wiped out. It'll be hip. Yeah, there's going to be kilach hamasai. There's nothing to talk about. There's been great tzaras in our history. And this is the time to meditate on those tzaras. And to mourn them. And to cry them. And to do what we can do. To be misabla Yerushalayim. So that we'll be zoyche v'raya b'simchasa. But every single Holocaust survivor representing Nechama. Because you looked at those survivors and said, how did they survive? How did they physically survive? How did they spiritually survive? How did they go weiter? How did they build children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren? How did they do it? The teretz is because there's a haftacha that Klal Yisrael will never be wiped out. So these survivors, on the one hand, represent the greatest churban in the world. It's a chazon Yeshayahu mit the echenigen. Abed mitzad sheni, this kulei nechama. How much nechama do you get when you see one of these survivors? But just to be Messiah, now this week is Shabbos Chazon. No, Tisha B'Av is the chazman. We know that one day will be nepach. Even now, there's the shroshim of sasim v'simcha. Karalai moyed. There's a begin of moyed. Because even now, the shayrish of one day, the fact that it's going to be yontif is going to be a moyed. But in a week from now, we're going to say nachamu nachamu ami. Who said nachamu nachamu ami? Yeshaya Novi said nachamu nachamu ami. Right? Shabbos Chazoin is Yeshaya Hanovi's nevuah. And Shabbos Nachamu is also Yeshaya Novi is Nechamu. You know, everybody asks, why is it Nachamu Nachamu? Nichamu bekeflayim. But why is it Nachamu Nachamu? Could be the hergish, at least for today's raid by this, because really everything Yeshaya Novi said was Nechamu. Yeshaya is kulei Nechamta. Even Chazon Yeshayahu is Nechamu. But we're waiting for the Nevuah of not Stam Nechamu, of Chazon Yeshayahu, mit the silver lining. Binikshay mit the silver linings. What we're waiting for is Nachamu Nachamu Ami. We want it to be Nechama, Ben Benoishal Nechama. It should be Kulay Nechama. It should be Nichamu Bekeflayim. I've had every word that Yeshaya Navi uttered is Nechama. But what we're waiting for is the Nachamu Nachamu, which is Taka Bizoicha. It should be Zoicha. We shouldn't even have to fast this year, Tisha B'Av. The Shabbos Chazoin should be a Shabbos of a Sechazenu Einenu. The Shufchel Etzim Berachamin. The Bias Goyal Tzedek. Then here be Amenu. Amen Va'amen.